Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Swing and a ground ball hit to second, should be two. To second, one on to first, double play. Bryce Harper grounds into the game-ending double play. He goes 0 for 14 in the series against the Yankees, who sweep the Phillies, their first three-game series sweep of the season, and the Phillies have their first four-game losing skid all year, as the Yankees hang on for a 6-5 win.
This is a joke, quite frankly, to quote Scott Fransky. This is not Joe Giglio either, as you may have guessed. Joe is still taking the polygraph.
Yeah, we got lie, it's lie detector day.
In about 5 minutes, we expect for Joe Giglio, so get used to me warming up the chair for him a little bit. Good morning, everybody. As you just heard, Bryce Harper grounded into a double play to end the game for the Phils there last night. A sweep by the New York Yankees. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. I know nobody's feeling good this morning, but I just want to share something with you this morning. Diet soda. If you're drinking diet soda, you're lying to yourself.
Really?
Yeah,
no. Why is that?
Thing. It's like, because it's still sugary. It's like, you know, people drink diet soda trying not to drink the sugary soda. You know, trying to save a few calories. You're lying to yourself.
I feel
just
like
want
the,
to put that out there.
The diet word is sort of like putting on a brave face for
yeah,
the soda.
Yeah, I mean,
soda.
It's still no good. Because, like, every morning I come in now, because that's my vice, because I'm trying to eat healthy, but there's one vice that I have to have. Mm-hmm. So it's my soda. And a lot of times I come in and the soda, like the regular sugar soda, is gone. And it's like we have like 18 rolls of diet soda. And I'm like, dude, whomever's stocking the vending machine here at the job, man, stop stocking all them damn diet sodas, dog. Like, stop that. I want the soda with the sugar in it. Like you got like 18 rolls of Diet Mountain Dew and 6 rolls of Mountain Dew Zero. Leave that wherever you leave that where it's at.
You know what my advice is, Hugh?
What's that?
Suffering through this Phillies team every night for the past few months as Joe Giglio finally takes a seat into the studio. Good morning, Joe. Why don't you take it away, buddy?
Good morning. Well, and that's no lie. Because we're suffering right now. Listen, everybody. You know what I just did for the past 20 minutes, Hugh? I'm in a rotten mood right now. I was hooked up to a polygraph, which was fun, but I was hooked up to a polygraph. Here's no lie, Hugh Douglas. The Phillies stink right now. They have stunk for the better part of the month of July. And Hugh Douglas yesterday was almost as frustrating as any of the other games this past month because they had another opportunity to win yesterday. But you know what's becoming clearer, Hugh, as we go through this month?
What's that, Joe?
Well, one of the biggest reasons they're not winning right now is because Bryce Harper has gone into one of the worst funks we've ever seen him in. I mean, this is remarkable how bad he has been, I would say, for the past, certainly the past two series, Cleveland and then the Yankees. I mean, he was just bad. And yesterday, Hugh, those moments kept finding him. You know, we talked about it with Rojas earlier in the season. The moment will find you.
Yes.
The moment it keeps finding Bryce. Obviously, he's hitting third in the order. But yesterday, twice he gets up in big moments and twice nothing. And it's been nothing for back-to-back series, nothing for really the better part of, you look at his numbers since the end of June. I know he had the little IL stint, but he's hitting well under 200. This has been an extended stretch where Bryce Harper is hurting this baseball team.
And he's
team.
Clearly frustrated about it. Like, that's the thing about it. Bryce is clearly frustrated. You can see it on his face. You can see it in his body language. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, and I'm frustrated with him. 215-592-9494. All right, I'm curious where everyone's at today. I'm number one on the Phillies as they get swept yesterday. The lead in the NL East is down to 6.5, which is not, it's not small, but it's certainly not what it was, you know, a few weeks ago where it was at 9 or 10. So we're at 6.5 there. They no longer have the best record in baseball. And we're sitting here with a team that just can't find its way out of this thing. Look, I liked the fight yesterday, Hugh. I'm happy about that.
The last two days.
They had some fight here. But I'm frustrated, and I'm actually annoyed at this slump by Bryce Harper because they need him. He's their best player. You know, a few weeks ago, Ohtani came in here. I was doing the whole Bryce or Ohtani, who's the MVP. I mean, it's not even a close race right now. Ohtani's running away with this thing. Bryce has lost ground there, and he's not playing up to his potential. And Hugh, what's annoying me about it is it feels like he's wearing this. It feels like he's putting too much pressure on himself,
I think,
and he's
he
just not playing like we know he can.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. You talk about his at-bats. You talk about the frustration that is clearly on his face right now. Yeah, there's a lot going on with Bryce Harper, man. But it's one of those things where this is the valley that we're in right now. And it's just unfortunate. It's tough that, you know, it's been going on for weeks. I still believe in this baseball team. Yesterday, I said that. I'm still unwavering, even though, you know, yesterday was one of those days where it was still, you know, you saw the fight in them, but they just couldn't finish the job. But I still believe in this baseball.
Well, I do too. Big picture. 215-592-9494. We got a lot going on here today. I mean, I was literally on a polygraph for the last half hour. It's polygraph day. It's the truth day here at WIP. I was hooked up to a polygraph for the last half hour, asked a ton of questions. We're gonna get my results. Hugh's gonna go on the polygraph coming up in about an hour. We'll figure out if he's a truth teller or not, or if he's a liar. We're gonna have a lot of fun with this today. Elliot will join the show later. We'll get to a lot over the course of the show. 215-592-9494. We start with the Phillies, who lose again yesterday. And the slide, I mean, they have the worst record in the National League since the All-Star break. It's not just a little while here. Since the Dodgers series, they continue to play poor baseball. And I'm annoyed with Bryce Harper. He's got to be better. He's got to be the leader. All right, so Hugh, officially, and this is not lie detector stuff. This is just regular old WIP stuff. Officially, are you annoyed at Bryce, or are you giving him a pass, Hugh Douglas?
I'm not annoyed at Bryce, man.
You're giving him a pass.
See, wait a minute. May I please be allowed to finish? I think Bryce is a phenomenal player, and Bryce has had some defining moments since he's been a Philly. And I just feel like right now, for whatever reason, Bryce is struggling a little bit, and he's frustrated. He just needs to find his way out of this. I still believe in Bryce. I'm giving Bryce a pass.
Oh, boy. We're giving Bryce Harper a pass. Here we go. 215.
I mean, he has to play better, but I'm not about to sit up here and kill Bryce for trying to. Like, there's been a lot of moments. Let me just say this, and then you can kill him all you want, because okay. I know you're about to kill him. Bryce has had a lot of moments that have found him that have put him in Philly's lore already. Like, phenomenal moments. He's having a downtime. This is probably the lowest point that Bryce has had since he's been a Philly.
I would think so. Early in his first year, but this is way back now here, 2019, he had a really bad stretch similar to this. But that one was, they were like a 500 team. There was the expectations. It's different now.
Yeah, and to your point, I think the expectations are so high. I think Bryce is pressing a little bit. but I'm willing to give him a pass. But he has to play better. Yeah. He has to be the catalyst to get this thing going again.
He does. And I don't think it's killing him by saying I'm annoyed. I mean, he just went hitless for the Yankee series. Countless moments came to him. I mean, he's up in the biggest moment. He doesn't produce. The body language stuff I heard the morning show talking about, it's been up and down. He's obviously frustrated right now. And the reality is this. If Jalen Hurts, right, because Bryce Harper is the Phillies' Jalen Hurts, right? He's their best player. He's the most important player. If Jalen Hurts has a game where he has 10 straight incompletions, I don't think it's crazy for people to call WIP the next day and say, I'm annoyed at Hurts. He stunk yesterday.
Yeah.
Bryce stunk in this series. Bryce has stunk since the All-Star break, and it's coinciding with the toughest moment of the Philly season. 215-592-9494. All right, Kyle. I know you started off for me as I was finishing on the polygraph. Now we've switched back to our regular seats. Where are you on Bryce? You give him a pass, or are you annoyed as well?
Yeah, I'm not going to give him a pass. I'm very annoyed. Honestly, I'm more annoyed with Bryce than I am like the entire team. After that series, I think I came away with it with more positive takeaways or like encouraging takeaways than I did. Like, oh, this team's screwed. They're doomed. They're never going to win anything. But the Bryce thing, like, that has to stop. The bad play for one, which I do believe it will, but I can't do the whole like robotic mopey attitude after the game, the bad body language on the field. Like these guys on the team clearly take their cues from Bryce Harper, and when he's not going, none of the other guys are going. I don't think it's a coincidence that when he stopped playing well, basically the entire offense stopped playing well. And it's not like he's not the only one that's stinking right now. Everybody's stinking, but I think it starts with Bryce Harper, and I need to see a change in his attitude and a change in his play. Like, I guess not tonight, but tomorrow.
Yeah, now. I mean, look, yesterday, you know, we had Bryce Harper swing at the first pitch in the ninth inning. First pitch in the ninth inning of the game. Like, that's, you have a closer out there who blew the save the night before. He's blown five saves in the last couple weeks. I mean, get him in trouble. And then, obviously, the night before, hits the ball hard. It goes off the first baseman's glove, and it felt like coming out of the box, Bryce kind of watched it, and then he started going, I'm annoyed at Bryce. 215-592-9494. Hughes giving him a pass. Where are you guys? All right, along with all this today, and we have a prize. We kind of set it up in the second segment, but you know what's coming up here, Hugh, at some point in our second segment
today?
Well, we got my test results. So I was just on the polygraph with, we have here with us the Philadelphia Police, and they're hiring coming up through September 30th through October 27th. That we have the polygraph guys here today with us.
Quick tease.
Yes.
I heard you lied.
Woo!
No, wow. They got his results back already?
We got a lie? Do you know what question it is?
I am not sure what question it is, but okay. We want at least one of them I've heard.
Is a lie? All right, well, that's a good tease. We'll find out which one. I may have told a fib on. All right, we will get to all that coming up. But we have a prize to give away today, and usually we do that in our second segment. But let's throw this in the first segment here. So we have a four-pack of tickets to the Fanatics Fest up in New York City at the Javits Center, August 16th to the 18th. Look, it's got Tom Brady there. I mean, some of the best athletes of maybe all time are going to be there. And interactive sports challenges like the 40-yard dash, fanaticsfest.com, including Tom Brady at this thing, coming up in a few weeks. We have a four-pack of tickets, but Hugh, here's how we're going to give those away today, all right? When everyone calls in and we talk about this Phillies team and the struggles right now, and are you annoyed at Bryce Harper, or you just give him a pass like a lot of people want to do, you got to tell us the best lie you ever told. And listen, on polygraph day, I think we can all be honest with this. We've all told a lie before, right? Like, it's part of life. Everyone at some point tells a lie, and we've all told one. You know what? I'll start us off, okay? And break the ice a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, Hugh, I took a computer, I think it was like a coding class. I forget whatever, the programming class, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always been able to like be okay with technology, like get by, but it's never been like the best thing for me. I've never been great at it. So I did so poorly on a test once. I mean, so poorly that the teacher pulled me aside and she thought, Hugh, that something had went wrong with the test. Like the system had gone wrong.
Because you were never that bad.
Because I don't know if I got a single question correct. Mm-hmm. I think I got everyone wrong. And my lie was letting her believe this. I knew deep down I had gotten everything wrong. It was not anything with the test. It was all me. That's probably the best lie I ever told.
That's not really a lie, though.
Well, but I misled intentionally.
Well, you didn't clarify.
I did not.
No, but that's not really a lie because she believed in you. Like, you can't stop her from believing in you.
I could have said, though, no, that was me. I know I got everything wrong.
And I don't think nothing was wrong with what you did. I mean, she believed in you. She believed in your talent. You just didn't have it. That,
yeah, but
that,
no,
so
no integrity.
Not a lie.
No
what
integrity.
No, I mean, it took me 20 years to admit this. I mean,
he let them lie for him.
Yeah.
No, she believed, like, listen to what's being said. She believed in Joe, and she believed that Joe was better than what his test
and
results
I wasn't.
Were.
The truth and, set me free 20 years later. I'm sorry.
He just didn't clarify.
All right, Hugh, give us a good lie you've told in the past.
I don't tell lies.
Well, we're going to find out today.
I think that was a lie right there.
Yeah, my wife would disagree with that. My ex-wife would probably disagree with that. But listen, like, I was thinking about this. And the only thing that I can come up with is, man, I didn't tell so many lies in my day. I can't even think about which one that I told was, like, the most egregious. Because I've told a lot of
lies. Yeah, a lot of lies.
Man, I've told a lot of lies.
Kyle, you got a good lie?
I got it. It literally might have just happened, like, 15 minutes ago. They were like, hey, would you be ready to go in there and start the show? Joe Giglio.
And you said
there?
Yes.
I was like, yeah, I'm ready. I was scared to death.
Listen, he did a great job, though, because he came in focused. Because I thought that I was going to have to do it. And I was like, oh, you know what? This just be a segment.
We'll just do a Daily Douglas for 10 minutes.
Yeah, just like this to Joe Gissi. You know me. I'm like, hey, we just wing it. But then Kyle came in here, and I was like, hey, all right. He did a great job.
Sometimes you got to lie to yourself to get yourself through the day.
You fake it till you make it, man.
Fake it till you make it.
I think a lot of us have experienced that at some point. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. Bryce Harper, are you annoyed? The struggles have been immense for about a month. The team is struggling right now. Yesterday, he comes up at two big spots, doesn't deliver. Look, it's okay to say he's a great player. He's not playing well right now. If Jalen Hurts or Joel Embiid stink it up in big games, and these were big games this week, WIP reacts to it. Bryce Harper stunk it up in the biggest game so far, and I'm annoyed. I'm like, it's not throwing him out. He's a great player. He's gonna take big at-bats for the Phillies the next few months into the playoffs, but right now I need Bryce Harper to be better. Jay in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jay.
Jay.
What's up, fellas? What the business is?
Hey, Jay. What's up, pal?
Hey, listen, let me give my, because I got a Phillies chant for you that I've been working on here, and it's starting to take wind here, but we'll get to that. Let me give you my quick lie. It's not you, it's me.
That's a good one.
That's a classic.
I use it many times. Listen, man, I've been watching. I've been listening. It's five series. They were on fire in the beginning of the year. They're on a slump. Let's not forget who this team is. Let's not forget who this lineup is. Let's not forget that baseball has averages for a reason, right? This team is going to go out west. New series starting tomorrow. We're going to get back on track, and I'm telling you, I'm going to call every single show in October to say, I told you so, where we're in the NLCS. This team is built for greatness, and it's okay. I'd rather have the slump now than later, right? Bryce is coming off of an injury. They're all mentally not in it. It's not just him. It's across the board, from the bullpen to starting pitching to your everyday position players to Topper making horrible decisions. It's not the end of the world. The Yankees were in a horrible slump. It looks like they're starting to come out of it.
Yeah, they were. So was Baltimore. I mean, you're right. This does happen. I mean, even if you go back to the 2011 Phillies, who won 102 games, they had a 4-9. I mean, you're right about that. These kind of stretches do happen. And Jay, I agree with that. And I'm not burying the team. I don't think it's over. Jay, I dropped Jay before his lie. But no, he said it. It's not you, but me. It's not the end of the season. It's not the end of the world. But the bottom line is this, and he mentioned you, and I think this is interesting, because this happened last year too. He mentioned Bryce had an injury, right? Remember he went on the IL right around the All-Star break, and then he came back for the Dodgers series, right? And then he got to play in the All-Star game and all that. You know, he didn't want to do a rehab assignment. Am I allowed to say that he gets hurt, he doesn't want to do a rehab assignment, right back to the lineup, and then he doesn't hit? Like, that's... If you're not going to do a rehab assignment, you got to come back and hit. You can't just like take 3 weeks to get your timing back because you got hurt. The whole thing right now is frustrating with the Phillies. 215-592-9494. All right, your calls in the Phillies coming up. Are you annoyed with Bryce Harper, or are you choosing to give him a pass for this slump? Plus, the best lie you've ever told for a prize. We've all told one before. What's the best one you ever told? The best one we hear today will win a 4-pack of tickets to the Fanatics Fest up in New York on August 16th to the 18th at the Javits Center. Tom Brady's going to be there. Peyton Manning's going to be there. It's a really cool event. FanaticsFest.com for details. All right, we come back. Polygraphs all show my results next. Apparently, I lied to the polygraph? That's what I'm being told here. We'll find out. 215-592-9494. That is how you...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe the music is perfect here. Welcome back.
What is this?
The name Liar, Liar?
Liar, Liar, Hugh.
Pants on fire.
We're going to find out who is around here. All right, welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio with you. Of course, Kyle behind the glass. And joining us in studio right now, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Phillies, on Bryce Harper. Are you annoyed or giving Bryce a pass right now as he is in a major slump, as is the team? And, of course, your chance to win a great prize today. But we have Nate in studio. Nate just administered to me before we came on the air today my lie detector. Nate, how you doing? Thank you for doing that this morning. This was awesome.
I am totally awesome.
Well, I'm going to find out how awesome I am because we did the lie detector test, and you walked me through the whole thing. It's the first time I've ever done this. It was actually pretty cool. It was a little bit to describe it. It was a little bit like unsettling because you have the thing on your arm,
blood pressure cuff.
Well, yeah, blood pressure cuff on your arm. You got things on your fingers, so it's like, and you're kind of in that chair. You can't move, so it was kind of hard getting comfortable. But we had gone over the questions, and you asked me, I knew what I was going to be told here or asked. And then I gave my answer. So Kyle, why don't you go over the questions and hit them one by one that I was going to be asked, and then Nate could tell everyone how I did.
So real quick, you said it was unsettling. I'll tell you what was really unsettling. Mm. You look like a serial killer in there.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean,
But you look guilty.
Well, I think, doesn't anyone in a lie detector test look like they probably did something wrong?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you looked, you were like, your eyes were closed.
Well,
Nate
told me I had to close my eyes. I'm following the rules here.
It was unsettling. That's all I got to say.
Anyway. Until Hugh gets in there. So.
Guilty! All right. So I had four here that we'd planned on asking
yes.
you. The first one. Do you believe you are the best all-around athlete of the non-former pros here at WIP?
Right. So let me give an explanation. In the polygraph, we say truth and lie, but if a person is unsure of their answer, mm-hmm. it's going to show, like, reaction and a lie. So to that question, you actually showed reaction.
So I was unsure.
Unsure, yeah.
Unsure. All right. All right, I feel like I am, but I will admit there's probably some ambiguity there.
A little trepidation.
Yeah, I mean, my shot a couple years ago at the Sixers game probably leads to that. So, all right, so I was unsure if I actually am the best
wow.
athlete of the non-athletes
oh,
here.
Oh, buddy.
All right, go
wow.
ahead.
Okay.
That's one.
All right, second, I'm very curious about this one. Do you believe you are the best baseball guy at WIP?
I believe he does.
Yeah, that one's that one.
Right.
Wasn't hard.
All
that,
right.
That one wasn't hard. What's the competition here?
Lot
Fritz,
of conviction
Seltzer,
there.
Come on now.
All right. We got two more. Are you a real vegetarian?
He said yes, and it shows no reaction. He comes up truthful.
No
wow.
reaction. I've been trying to tell you guys
he's a vegetarian
for a long time. Thank you very much. I haven't had
so
a burger.
You convinced yourself that you are.
I haven't
really
had a burger in 6 years. That's the stone cold truth. All right, what was our last?
A vegetarian, dude, you eat fish.
I don't count them.
Clearly not.
I don't count them.
But they have faces.
That's wonderful.
All right, last one, and this one's probably going to stick with you for a while. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts will be the Eagles quarterback in the year 2026?
I don't believe you're convinced he will be.
That one.
Oh, no.
So, wow. Hugh, I had a little reaction on that.
Wow.
So let me take you through my thought process on that. 2025, I'm pretty sure he'll be the quarterback here next year. But, Hugh, mm-hmm. 2 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is, especially wow. at that position, man, and the turnover rate for quarterbacks. I mean, it's not super high, but think about last year and all the quarterbacks that played last year that were like on
Absolutely.
Different teams. There was a lot of quarterbacks that played last year.
Well, and then the Eagles' history is that they move off quarterbacks quickly here. So I think I want to believe yes on that one, but
wow.
I have a little something,
trepidation.
Little something deep down.
That one I didn't know how you would end up coming in on that.
Yeah.
The vegetarian one's the one I thought would ring off the alarm bells that you were lying. The other two I thought you'd be quite convicted, and I'm surprised. You little trepidation about being the best athlete of the non-former pros here.
Yeah, I guess the shot in the back of my head a couple years ago just stuck. All right, so Nate also threw four other ones at me that you don't know about, Kyle, that Hugh doesn't know about. Nate, let's go over the results for those. So what were those other ones? You threw them at me this morning. Four other questions just to throw into the mix here to have some fun. So what else do we have on those? I know we had one about Joel Embiid. Do you have that answer? I'm curious how convicted
no.
I was on that.
You're in trouble.
So Nate asked me, do I believe that Joel Embiid can lead the Sixers to a championship? And I said no. And I think anyone's surprised by me saying no. Nate, do you have the result on that one?
I didn't see any significant reactions to that.
No reaction to that. That was steady.
It's a layup.
That was steady. What else? I forget the other ones. What else did we ask in that
one? Well, I asked you if you truly hate the Cowboys.
Yes.
A little bit of reaction to that. I guess, what does hate mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hate the Cowboys, but okay.
Question to question. What is hate, really?
Yeah. All right. What were the other two?
A deep thinker.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, there was one about Hugh Douglas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This could tear the show apart.
Well, I could tear the show apart. Do you have my answer to that one?
Do you think you're smarter than your co-host?
And I said no.
And when you said no, you did not react. When I told you to say yes to it, you reacted very strongly.
So that one's for a baseline. He asked me to, like, lie.
Uh-huh.
So I had to lie and say, I think I'm smarter than Hugh. Because I don't believe that. I think we're on the same wavelength.
No, I'm saying, I think you probably are. You definitely know about a lot more stuff.
Well, but I...
You know math. Math kind
of puts
you over
the top. I'm not sure if any of us know math right here.
None of us do.
But I said no, and I was truthful on that. And then what was our... It was one more, right? There was one last one. We had the Cowboys. We had Joel Embiid. We had... The Hugh Douglas one. I think that we had one more.
Did you ever pretend to watch a game and report it on the air like you did?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So before you tell everyone how I reacted to that, I found that one challenging because sometimes with baseball games, I will listen. Like, I'll listen to most of the game on the air, and then I'll just find, you know, see the highlights of maybe what I want to make sure. So I didn't. That one was kind of a hard one to answer. How did I do on that one?
You actually came up inconclusive there.
Okay. Yeah, that I think that's a challenging question because baseball, a lot of times I will watch, or excuse me, I'll listen and then go back and watch the highlights. All right. So overall.
Not bad. Sound like you didn't do too bad.
Yeah, Nate, what would you say compared to other people? Would you say that's kind of a normal baseline for me? Am I a liar? Am I a truth teller?
Well, you're a very good reactor.
Okay.
You could look at these and you'll see your reactions.
No, I'm excited to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun. So are you ready to have Hugh Douglas in a couple minutes? That's the real question.
If we can get the arm cuff around those biceps.
You heard that? Yeah.
I think we can figure that out. Nate, man, we appreciate this, and this was great. So John Ritchie already went. Is DeCamera going? Joe DeCamera, is he going? I think there's rumors.
I think Rod was going next.
Oh, Rod Lakin is going. Hugh, yes. What do you think about that?
The boss?
Our brand manager.
I don't know if I want to know.
No, I need to know the answers to Rod's
Those questions are preposterous.
Well, there was one about his favorite show. So we need to get the truth on that, Nate. That we need the truth on.
Yeah, he said in the interview that his shows are like children, and he loves them all the same.
Well, I
have three daughters, and it's tough to say you love them all the same.
At least you're honest. Well, I mean, Rod might get himself in double trouble now that that's out there, because if he lies about the show thing,
sensitive individuals.
His kids are going to be angry at him. All right, we appreciate it. Nate coming in here. Polygraph Day on WWE. Thank you, Nate, and Hugh will be in with you in 20 minutes or so.
All right, very good.
Thank you very much. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right. Kyle, Hugh, you guys, I need your chance to react here to how I did in the polygraph there.
That wasn't bad. But you know what, Joe? I mean, since I've been working with you, you're pretty transparent. You know what I mean? And I've been working with you long enough to know, like, I'm not a human polygraph, but you're pretty stand up guy. So everything that you said or the question that you've answered, I mean, I believe that. Yeah, I tend to believe it.
Kyle, what surprised you the most? Was it the idea of the athlete thing, the vegetarian thing? The Embiid thing was a layup.
I thought for sure we were going to get alarm bells going off that you were lying about being vegetarian.
Well, again, because the whole thing with fish, do they even count?
Yeah.
I mean, they technically do.
I don't count them, though.
Because, like, most vegetarians that I know, still in Joe Coughlin's word, they'll say, "I don't eat anything with a face." That's what they'll say. And like, they even throw dairy into that because they don't even do that. So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, technically, yeah. Like, fish, they have a face, Joe.
I'm not surprised.
They have faces.
That you believe you're the best baseball guy at WIP.
I'm not surprised. I don't speak this daily. I just feel it, right? I was asked the question. Yeah. I answered the question.
Very surprised, though, that you could not talk yourself into being the best all-around athlete at WIP.
No, because I believe you are. I mean, because, like, when you smoked Jack when you were running that mile.
And I did do that.
Oh, yeah, you
that,
smoked
that
Jack.
That wasn't even
you smoked
close.
Him like a ham. Yeah. It's like a smoked ham. And who else? You got DeCamera. He's not an athlete.
No, Seltzer. I think Seltzer's probably.
Seltzer's got, like, a little bit of a beer gut.
Yeah. Well, he did fight a dog once. Thinking he's.
Does that really count? Does that count?
I don't know.
I like Seltzer, but, you know, Seltzer got a little bit of a gut. He looked like he about
For the sake of the rest of the show, because I'm getting a grammar lesson back here.
Yes.
From John Ritchie. Convicted is when you're, like, declared guilty by a judge.
Okay.
Conviction is the word we're all looking for.
Leave it to John to correct people.
Yes. Well, there is a big difference.
I told
him
that once we get a judge in here, then they'll both apply.
Well, we might need a judge, especially for something we found out about some of our co-hosts in this polygraph thing. We found out something earlier, and we'll get to it.
Well, we'll get to it. That's a long tease.
Not everyone apparently around here is willing to go on the polygraph.
There's no integrity at this station.
It's unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Your reaction to the Phillies. Who stunk it up yesterday? I mean, seriously, stunk it up yesterday, stunk it up the day before, and the day before. I mean, it's been going on now for a while. Worst record in the NL since the All-Star break here. And Bryce Harper, are you annoyed at the way Bryce Harper's playing right now? I am. Hugh's giving him a pass. Kyle's annoyed. Where do you come down?
It's just you make it sound so bad when you say it like that.
Well, because a lot of people will give him a pass.
I'm saying, but it's... I mean,
classic athlete protecting another athlete. Unbelievable.
That was coming. That's not it. I just feel like Bryce, this means a lot to him. And he's grown up a lot. And there's probably a little bit more growing up that he has to do. But no, I think that the frustration is starting to wear on him a little bit.
Well, I mean, you feel that. I mean,
the frustration is definitely wearing on me.
Yeah, he needs to break out of this thing quickly. 215-592-9494. Plus, the best lie you ever told wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Fanatics Fest in New York City coming up August 16th to the 18th. All right, Sean in Limerick's up. Hey, Sean.
Sean.
Hey, guys. We got to lay off of Bryce Harper. I mean, he's the best thing that's happened to Philadelphia sports in 10, 15 years. Best thing for the Phillies since 2011. He's struggling, for sure. But you know what? I know he's moping. He's frustrated. He's frustrated with the team. He's frustrated with himself. But I'd rather see that than, like, after the Sixers lose a game and Embiid's joking with the other guys and the team. Or, like, I just think you got to give Harper – I'm not saying a pass, but, I mean, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. You could tell he's pissed. He was injured, went to the All-Star game. His timing's probably off. Nobody on the team is playing particularly well, including the pitching right now. You know, and it is frustrating after the start we had. And I think, you know, a lot of us are probably reflecting back to the Eagles last year with that great start and then just fell apart. So like, I get some, you know, some concern there, but you got to laugh at Harper.
Well, so, but what do you mean lay off? Like, can I be frustrated that he's
not
playing well?
Not
so Sean, I agree with you that it's different than Embiid. Embiid drives me crazy, especially, and he'll go to the podium and throw his teammates under the bus. Like, Bryce doesn't do that stuff. But I'm just, it just feels like Bryce, I don't know how to, it almost feels like he's either pressing or he's just, he's wearing this thing. And I feel like the team kind of takes on his personality sometimes.
I agree. He's without a doubt, you know, there's a couple guys in that clubhouse that are leaders and he's definitely pressing and the team's probably feeling that stress because, you know, he's not delivering. I mean, he had the home run a couple nights ago, but I think we just got to lay off. I mean, we're so critical in Philly and we're so passionate, but like Bryce Harper, I mean, he's the least of my concerns. I mean, yeah, there were some critical moments in the last couple games where he did not deliver, but he's delivered so much and he's such a great ambassador for our town and the city. He just gets it. Like, I don't know. I think we got to, I'm not saying a pass, but just be sort of careful. Like, I don't see the guy get beat up over the radio. I do have a lie, sports related lie.
What do you got?
Can I ask you a couple Eagles questions real fast?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, you know, looking back to last year, you like 10-1, we had that stretch, that like gauntlet, right? We beat Dallas, Kansas City, Buffalo in overtime, Miami. Like, what happened? Like, how did I think like through the first what 5 or 6 games we had the best offense in the league. Like, and I know some of those games were tight. We didn't look like as good as the year before, but like, what do you think happened?
I wish I had the answer for you. I think that there was a point where this offense got a little stagnant. Mm-hmm. They were disjointed. I don't think that they evolved enough for them to sustain what they were doing early in the season. I can't put my finger on it. Like okay. It's funny. Ray Diddy was in here, and we were trying to figure out what happened and how much the dynamic has changed with the team and as a whole, like from the times that I played. It's really hard to say. It's really, really hard to say. And I feel like it's one of those things that, you know, nobody's going to talk about and we're just never going to know what really happened in that locker room.
Well, yeah, it was just a strange year. And I think, like, you know, we spent some money. We got CJ back on the you know, as a safety. And we drafted some guys. We drafted some guys last year. Do you think, like, having an improved, like, back end of the defense is going to help the defensive line? Because that's where I feel like we have the most concern.
Yeah, I think, you know what, to be honest.
Started off great, and then he just kind of, like, I think he lost some of his steam.
I think, you know what, to be honest, I think that in order for our team to be great, it's going to be predicated on how well the offense does.
Okay.
I mean, and I've said that. I think this defense was good enough last year to win games. It was unfortunate that this offense kind of sputtered the way that it did.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, we're scoring 30, 40 points a game. That this defense is going to be okay.
Well, if they're in the 30-40 range, they'll win a lot of games. Sean, what's the lie? What's your
all
best
right.
lie?
So, you know, I kind of reflected back. I can't think of anything, like, real significant. So I'm just going to bring it back to, like, Little League baseball. So my son still plays baseball in college, big baseball family. So I remember, like, recreation baseball, kids around 8 or 9. And I don't know if you guys coach baseball or – but, you know, you typically, the kids that maybe aren't as skilled, you put them at second base, you put them in right field for a couple reasons. You don't hurt the team. They're not going to get hurt. You know, the ball. So I had one dad that was just kind of giving me a hard time. And like every time his son went out to the field, he usually put him in right field or second base and kind of protect the kid, honestly. So dad just like, you know, he sat on the sidelines. Oh, here he goes. Joey going out to right field again. So like me.
Oh, he was saying it out loud.
Yeah, saying it out loud. And like at one point he asked me, I'm like, no, I think it's like a better situation for him where skill level. And I mean, the kid just had no skill. It wasn't the kid's fault, but So next inning, we put him at first base. So don't you know, first ball's hit to the shortstop. The kid, usually the strongest arm on the field, throws the ball, dart, bullet to first base. Joey puts his glove up. Glove missed. The ball misses glove, hits him right in the gut. He goes down with a sack of potatoes. I felt horrible. And I guess it was sort of a lie because I wasn't honest with the dad and said, hey, I'm just trying to protect your son. I felt awful afterwards because the kid's in tears. He's crying. So the rest of the season, he definitely did not play first base. But, you know, just a moment that I remembered. I couldn't think of anything significant.
No,
but,
that's a good one. I don't think that's a lie, though. I actually think the dad needed to pick up what you were trying to put down
and
there.
And he picked it up. He saw it, yeah.
Yeah, but he...
At little Joey's expense.
Yeah, Sean, I think you did okay there. That's a tough spot. It's a tough spot.
Hey, I just want to say God bless you. Think about you all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean. We appreciate it. I think that's a tough spot. I mean, it's tough to come out and say, hey, Dad, your kid's not good enough to play first base, right? Like, it's tough to say that. But
how's that tough?
Because if...
I mean, seriously, how's that tough?
Well, okay. I think if we're talking about middle school, high school age, it shouldn't be a tough conversation. What? The kid is 8. The dad is obviously in his feelings that his kid can't play a cooler position. I think the way Sean framed it, the dad should have understood. I think right field is better for his skill set. That's like a soft way of saying, I don't want him to get hurt or screw up over here.
You know what's funny? I feel like, and me having a 5-year-old, I feel like I have a little bit of, you know, something to say about this. Like, you need to understand where your child is as far as their sports development is. Because my son started playing soccer. He doesn't have a soccer body. And I understand that. And so, but it's okay to let him go out there and play instead of trying to lock him into certain positions. Now, family, kids, dads, you have to know every child is not going to develop at the same rate as other children. Like when my son was playing baseball, there are some kids out there that are a little bit older. They understand the different positions that they play, and they're pretty adept at that right now. And that's fine. But maybe you have to allow your kid to grow into that role. Stop trying to force your child to be something that they probably aren't ready for. I hate that, man. I hate when parents try to live vicariously through their children. Like you, that dad, I'm talking to the dads now, some moms out there, you had your shot. You wasn't that great. Let your kid live their life, man. Like, seriously.
That's
like,
an extra
like
all jokes aside, right there. Yeah.
Like, you're not that great. If your wife is not that talented, there's probably a pretty good chance your child is not going to be that talented. I didn't make the rules. Maybe you should have dated somebody that was a little bit taller, whatever it was.
This is genetics, ladies and gentlemen.
Just go ahead and deal with that, man. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, or let your child develop at their pace.
Yeah, which is obviously that's the whole key to it. Can we hear from Bryce Harper yesterday? Bryce Harper talking about his slump, which is one of the worst he's probably ever had in his career. Certainly the worst we've seen here with the Phillies in a long time. Here's Bryce yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think just trying to keep going. That's it. That's all you can do. I've played a lot of baseball in my career, 1,600 games the other day. So pretty cool being able to kind of do that here in Philadelphia. And going through stretches like this is part of the game. It's part of growing as a player, and just got to keep going. Keep on keeping on.
All right, you know, there's also Bryce talking about this. What's next for the Phillies? Is they have an off day today. They're out in Seattle. We'll play tomorrow night against the Seattle Mariners. Here's Bryce on what do they do now? How does he get out of this thing? How do they get out of this thing?
I could say that we haven't really been playing good baseball on both sides of the ball. Guys on base, things like that. Pretty sloppy as well. So, I mean, I think we all know that as a team. Like I said, got to turn the page and turn it into August. And we got 3 really good teams we're about to play again. So, you know, we just got to cowboy up and play the right way.
Cowboy up, Hugh. Play the right way.
Yeah, that's it. Like a lot of times, especially in this series, fundamentals were lacking. And I think that's one of the things that you have to get back to for whatever reason, man. It could be pressing. It could be frustration. It could be fatigue. Mm. But I think that, you know, when you're in a situation like this and you're sliding the way that you're sliding, you always got to look at the fundamentals first.
Well, they do. And Bryce needs to start making contact again. I mean, some of the at-bats last few days have been strikeouts with guys on base. I mean, the one yesterday – and Fransky set it up perfectly. It was like, here's up again, a big moment. They need him, and he struck out in a spot where they could have changed that game. Let's go to John in Newtown Square. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How we doing, John?
All right. Hey, Hugh.
Hey,
Joe. Okay, so first things first. You're a baseball guy, right?
Well, apparently the lie detector said I am. Yes.
You think you are.
Yeah.
So
I believe it. I believe it, John. That's the important thing.
So you know then baseball is a game of failure, right?
Of course.
So if you're batting 300, you're a star. Do you really think? And I get it. It's not healthy to see Bryce run around, you know, being down in the dumps and everything else. But do you think for a minute Bryce isn't losing every night's sleep because he can't hit the ball right now?
No, I think he cares. I think he. So my source of frustration isn't him lack of caring. I don't think that's it. But two things that have gotten me the last couple of days, you know, a little bit annoyed. One, on the game, an extra inning game 2 nights ago, when he hit that ninth inning, when he hit the ball, he kind of watched it. It was hit hard. He kind of watched it for a second, and then it went off LeMahieu's glove, and then he started running really hard. If he busts it right out of the box, maybe he's safe. I think that's some frustration, and it kind of manifested itself that way. And then, John, yesterday, ninth inning, you got a closer on the ropes for the second straight day. He threw a lot of pitches the night before. He swings at the first pitch. Like, you know, let him work himself into some trouble there. I felt like he kind of bailed out the closer yesterday by swinging on that first pitch.
Well, two things. One, at the end of the day, whether he makes $300 million or not, and Hugh would confirm this. At the end of the day, he's a human. And when any of us fail, and whenever any of us struggle in life, we get down. And just because he makes a lot of money and he's a superstar, at the end of the day, he bleeds just like we bleed. So he's probably frustrated. And, you know, the last thing he needs is the fans getting on him or anybody else. He needs confidence. Maybe we need to do what we did for
standing ovation.
What happened to Hugh Douglas? What happened to Hugh?
Wait a minute.
You didn't like the ovation last year.
I was just helping John.
I know. I know you were.
I was just helping John out.
At the end of the day, the guy's a human being like the rest of us. Of course, he's a lot richer than most of us and everything else, but he is human.
Well, that's for sure.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. No, you're right, John. John, what's your best lie you ever told?
Oh, I can't tell you that. I'll take the fifth on that one. I'm out on that one.
All right. Anyway, that must be a bad one.
We need to get behind him and the team. And, hey, it's baseball. It's a long season. I have no worries. We'll be back. We will pick things up. But we need to get behind the guys, not get on the guys.
You got it, John. Appreciate it. All right. Chris in Philly? Is that next?
Well, he's upset with Hugh, and Hugh's about to go take the polygraph test.
Quickly,
so.
Chris. You're upset at Hugh?
Yo, yes. Yes, I am.
Why?
Because, okay. You will sit here and be like, when we talk about Jalen, he'll be like, oh, you're the $250 million quarterback. Bryce is the face of this team. We pretty much voted Bryce for the mayor. If he ran, he probably would win. And you mean to tell me when he sits there and complains and says, oh, you know, well, I just want to get back to Philly, and he complained about the refs, and I mean the umpires and the calls, things like that, right?
Yeah, a lot of excuse making the last couple of weeks. Umpires, yeah.
Looking down the dumps, and I think that he's infectious. So just like we get on Jalen about when the team is doing bad, and he sits over the corner by himself and he's slumping. Oh, why Bryce has to be held accountable. He has to be, because it's all great when the team is winning. So it starts with him, and it trickles down. I think the way he's acting is really infectious right now.
You know what's funny about what you're saying, Chris? And I'm glad you brought it up, because the same reasons why I defend Jalen when he acts the way he does is the same thing I'm doing for Bryce. When we had this conversation this morning, it was brought up that Bryce has been, you know, slumping or he's been not jogging around bases. And you know what I said? And Joe will tell you this. I was in the meeting. I said, well, you know, when you're not playing well, stuff like that gets magnified. So I can't be mad at him for doing something that he's been accustomed to doing all this time and get down on him. The same thing that I said about Jalen. So when you talk about me talking about.
You do say, though, you do be like, yeah, but they're going to say it.
No, Chris, you know what I do when I talk about Jalen and the money that he makes? Say this specifically. I say it because he's not going to get that same kind of grace, because he makes that kind of money. They're not going to be measured the same way, because if you allow me to speak, Chris, I'm going to tell you, because I mean, you can accuse me of this, but allow me to defend myself. Are you going to allow me to defend myself?
Yeah, I'm losing.
But because the difference is, Chris, 162 games compared to 17 games.
Yeah, well, that's a big difference.
That's the biggest difference, Chris. And a slide. If the Phillies go on a month without winning, they go on the slide that they're on right now.
Right.
They're still, in first place in the National League. You lose three or four games in the NFL, you're probably not going to the playoffs.
It's a disaster,
it's a different thing. But Chris, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because somebody out there hears me and hears the same thing that you hear. And you can't measure them the same way, bro.
Well,
I mean, you just can't.
Chris, we appreciate it. I'll give my perspective quickly. And then Hugh's got to go take his polygraph. I do think, and he's built up equity. People tend to give Bryce more of a pass in his tougher moments. And they're all great, right?
Yeah.
Embiid won an MVP. But when Embiid struggles and Jalen struggles, it's a little harsher.
Yeah.
It's a little harsher.
No doubt about it.
And Bryce is the most popular guy. I could probably list 10 reasons why I think this happens. It does happen. All right, 215-592-9495. All right, Hugh's off to the polygraph. We got your phone calls coming. You got to hear from John Middleton. Middleton spoke yesterday about the Phillies' struggles and his reason for being optimistic. Are you annoyed with Bryce Harper, or are you giving him a pass? We'll discuss it all. And I got some more thoughts on my polygraph, because what happened with my answer with Jalen Hurts, it's really hitting me right now. 215-592-9495 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.